The front runner gets booed. The guy in second rewrites history. And the third place candidate was the happiest man on the stage. The weirdness that was the Republican debate in Arizona last night. It's Thursday, February 23rd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. John Hockenberry is out again today, so we've got Todd Swillip with us all morning long. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
So we'll recap last night's debate with you in just a few minutes, talk about winners and losers with Ron Christie. Also, what would you do if you found your kid posting completely inappropriate things on their Facebook page? Would you perhaps shoot their computer? Parenting in the age of social media, that's later this hour. You can give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, but let's get to our headlines first.
Celeste, in Mesa, Arizona last night, the 20th debate of the GOP primary season, it focused on current frontrunner Rick Santorum, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who's battling an unexpectedly close race for his home state of Michigan next week, was on the offensive, and so were Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. Romney went after former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum for his spending on state-specific bills, otherwise known as earmarks, and Santorum came right back at Romney.
He's out there on television ads right now, unfortunately attacking me for saying that I'm this great earmarker when he not only asked for earmarks for the Salt Lake Olympics in the order of tens of millions of dollars, sought those earmarks and used them, and he did as the governor of Massachusetts.
Newt Gingrich said his years as House Speaker put him in the best position to reform practices like earmarks. Also at issue in the CNN Arizona Republican presidential debate, who's the real conservative? Texas Congressman Ron Paul accused Rick Santorum of being a fake.
Now, I find it really fascinating that when people are running for office, they're really fiscally conservative. When they're in office, they do something different. And then when they explain themselves, they say, oh, I want to repeal that.
We're going to have a lot more on the debate with Ron Christie in just a couple of minutes. A new poll finds both Republican and Democrats see the country is headed in the right direction on the economy, and that's benefiting the incumbent, President Barack Obama. The Associated Press GFK survey says 30% of those surveyed rate the economy as, quote, good. A similar percentage see improvements over the past month, with only 18% saying the economy is worse. That's the most positive read in more than a year.
Moving overseas, the death toll is up to 50 in a series of apparently coordinated attacks across Iraq today. At least 200 people have been wounded. Extremists targeted security forces, government offices, restaurants, and a school with bombs and gunfire over a four-hour period. Most of that violence was focused on Baghdad, where at least 9 car bombs exploded, one at a security checkpoint in downtown shopping district of the capital. U.S. and North Korean negotiators resumed talks today in Beijing on dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear programs. These are the first such discussions since leader Kim Jong-il died in December and his son Kim Jong-un took over. No word yet on progress today, but late last year, a deal appeared near to exchange food for a suspension of North Korea's uranium enrichment program.
Well, the Obama administration last year announced it would no longer defend the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act because it deemed the law discriminatory against gays and lesbians. And now, for the first time, a federal judge has ruled the whole statute unconstitutional. The case involves health benefits for the wife of a lesbian federal court employee. Benefits U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White says must now be covered in his ruling. White said, quote, tradition alone, end quote, doesn't justify legislation that targets a vulnerable social group.
In the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European markets are mixed as well, but Wall Street futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,939, the S&P at 1,358. The NASDAQ will start the opening bell at 25,880. Well, as I said, we're going to talk about online parenting a little later this hour and what you would do. How do you punish a kid, if punishment is warranted, when they post something that you don't approve of online? Here's how one parent responded.
That right there is your laptop. You see, it's out here on the ground. This right here is my 45.
So,
is that real?
Yeah, that's real. It went viral, millions and millions of views, and people are really divided over whether or not this guy was extreme or not. And we want to get your opinion. 8778, my take.
You You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.